Well, very happy to have with us right now in our alumni spotlight segment, former Browns wide receiver Webster Slaughter. Webster, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to start with congratulations. You're going to be the honorary captain for Sunday's season opener against the Eagles. I'm going to assume that it's got to be fun for you just to come back to Cleveland. We're reaching you down in Texas right now, Sugar Land, Texas. You come up to Cleveland and be part of the excitement, the electricity of opening day, and being able to be the, along with Bernie Kosar, the honorary co-captain. It's got to be a very exciting thing.
It really is very exciting. I usually try and get back at least once or twice during the season each year. And this year is particularly special. As you said, I'm teaming with my old quarterback, Bernie Kosar, and we're going to be team captains on opening day. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting for me.
When you think about that, the two of you together, what rushes back for you from memories, Webster? Just, again, being on the receiving end of so many throws and so many great plays that the two of you combined for all those years.
Well, when I think about us together, you know, what I think about is the warrior mentality that we both had on the field. We both wanted to do everything we could to win. And Bernie, of course, was smarter than most quarterbacks that played the game at that time, and just made it real special, my time being there spent with him.
And the type of attack that you guys had, where it was certainly, I mean, you had balance. You had an outstanding running game to go along with Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, but to go along with that ability to attack downfield, what was the mentality like? I mean, did you guys always feel you could make pretty much any play you needed to make?
We really did. And Bernie, you know, the thing that I loved about him as a receiver was it didn't matter what the play call was. Bernie was always going to be in attack mode. And so if he saw somebody in bump and run and he wanted to go down the field, he's going to go down the field. You know, he's not going to hold back. If he saw an opening in the defense where he can pass rather than run, he's going to do it. Now, as you pointed out, we had two great running backs in Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack, and so we did have to give them the ball. But Bernie was always had that mentality was, if I see somebody or an opportunity for me to throw the ball and score, I'm going to do it. And that's what I loved about him. And as a receiver, you love to have a quarterback that wants to throw the ball all the time.
When you thought about, you know, what was ahead for you as a young receiver, you know, going to San Diego State prior to entering the NFL as a second-round pick of the Browns, the general manager of the Browns at the time, Ernie Accorsi, making you the 43rd overall pick of that 1986 draft. And it was the recommendation, and I guess this had to feel good for you, Paul Warfield, the Hall of Fame receiver for the Browns, who I guess at the time was kind of working in the capacity of a scout. I don't know if it was official, but he certainly kept an eye on college talent. And he was the one who told Ernie about you. Tell me that story from your standpoint of how great it was to have a Hall of Famer tell a general manager, hey, you got to draft this guy.
Well, you know, funny story. I don't know if you heard, but, you know, when he came to visit me at San Diego State, he sat down in the room with me, went over film with me, was asking me certain questions, and I was answering the questions. And when I was done, he said, well, you did a good job, you answered. And he got back on his plane and left. I didn't know until he left that he was Paul Warfield, the Hall of Fame receiver. And so it was kind of funny. I'm sitting there with Paul Warfield, not even knowing who he is, and, you know, he's telling me how good of a job I'm doing. So it was pretty special to me. And then once I got to Cleveland and played, of course, Paul was always around, so me and him built a pretty good relationship. In fact, when I had held out that third year, it was Paul, really, that helped me to come back in.
Really? Well, how did he persuade you?
Well, just talking on the phone with him. You know, I was talking on the phone with him quite often, probably more than anybody I was talking on the phone to, and he just, you know, gave me some suggestions and, you know, told me it would be in my best interest at this time to come in.
And I'm assuming, looking back, you're glad you did.
Yes, sir. I've always been one to want to play the game. You know what I mean? I've never been one to want to sit out. You only sit out because you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, so you always, as a receiver, as an athlete, I think you always want to be on the field. So you look forward to that day when something can get worked out. And so, yeah, I was definitely glad I came back.
former Browns wide receiver Webster Slaughter joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, our alumni spotlight segment. Of course, he is one of two of the honorary co-captains for Sunday season opener, home opener against the Eagles. Bernie Kosar is the other. We'll talk a little more about Bernie in a second, but I also want to touch on this. You talk about lofty praise, having a Hall of Famer in your corner, such as Paul Warfield, and an outstanding general manager like Ernie Accorsi, certainly one of the best in this game. And Ernie made the comment once that, referring to you, he said you were one of the best receivers the Browns ever had, talking about your career in which you caught 305 passes, 27 touchdowns in six seasons. Again, I when you hear that from a lot of people can say that, but when you hear it from a man like an Ernie Accorsi, that's got to register with you.
No question. And, I had never heard that before. And so, yeah, it does register with me. Ernie Accorsi, as you said, is one of the top talents in the league. One of the comments that I had heard from Ernie Accorsi is when he said that Webster Slaughter is getting better with each year. He gets better. He improves. And I love that, because that was my goal from the get-go. You know, I didn't start playing football until my senior year of high school. And so I was way behind once I got into the league. And so, but I wanted, my goal was to make sure that every year I improved. And when he said that, it gave me satisfaction.
Nice. Yeah, and that is the thing about working at your craft and having the pride to do it. And, you know, when you see today's game, Webster, it's so driven by the pass, and obviously, and you look around and see what various receivers are doing around the league. How would you equate your game to what we see now in terms of types of passing attacks that go, and how would you see the fit going back to you at your prime as a player?
Well, you know, athletes, you adjust to whatever the situation is. So I think as far as the fit goes, we would have been fine there. You know, my quickness would have certainly matched up well against some of these bigger body defensive backs. But, you know, things like today now, these quarterbacks are really coming in really polished, you know, from college. And I think that's the difference now, is that the game is translated to the college level, to where they're learning a lot more before they get into the league. Right. And see, when I got into the league, there was a lot still I had to learn. You know, though I was fortunate to be able to pick things up quickly, it was still my first year was night and day from my second year. Right. And these guys now that are coming out of college, they're so polished in college that when they come here, they're able to step up to that next level immediately, right away. And so I think that's probably the main difference, is they're being taught earlier the right things to do now. And so when they get into the professional level, they're ready to go.
And you talk about a quarterback like Bernie Kosar and how demanding. When I talk with him, he reminds me, or tells me, of the stories of just how demanding he was as a quarterback, that he was very, you know, I would imagine with you guys, not the easiest quarterback to have, just from the standpoint of what he expected of you, that you had to do it right. And if you didn't do it right in terms of running routes, in terms of the dedication and whatever, being where you were supposed to be at that right time, you might not see the football.
Yeah, you know what? I never had a problem with Bernie, because seriously, you know, other than me and Bernie, my rookie year, got in a little spat on the field, I think in the second game of my rookie year season. And that was the only time I really ever had a problem with Bernie, because I was always a guy, even in practice, you know, I'm going 100%. It doesn't matter. I'm going 100%. And Bernie, you know, I would see him in practice when the defense was up. He'd be going, he'd sit there with the tight end group, and he'd tell them something. Then he'd move on to the wide receiver, and he'd go tell them. Then he'd be with a running back. And that's what I liked about him. You know, he made sure that when we hit the field, if he was going to be the quarterback on that day, that everybody was ready to go. And that's what we had to have, you know, in order to win as many games as we did. We had to make sure that our mind was on what we were supposed to do, and that we were going to do it to the best of our ability. And so me and Bernie, as far as what to do on the field, we never had that problem. At least I didn't.
And what kind of rock did he throw? Because obviously, we know that classic kind of underhand delivery. How did that affect the way the ball came to you?
Well, as a receiver, you don't care about all of that. You really don't. You see the ball and you catch it. That's my job. And it doesn't matter how it comes out. When it's in the air, it's turning the same way as anybody else would throw it. And so so my job is just to catch it. You know, Bernie did a good job, I think, of using his ability you know, to do all those things that he did. You know, the way he got rid of the ball and how went under pressure and it seemed like he couldn't get it out, he still can get it out. He did a good job of doing that. But I was only concerned with seeing the ball all the way into my hands and tucking it.
Your favorite Browns memory, Webster, what would that be?
Wow, my favorite Browns memory. I have so many, I really do. It's hard to say one above the other, but I'll just go to my rookie year since it was my first year in the league. We were playing the New York Jets in the playoffs, and we were down by 10 points with only about 4 minutes left. And with less than that left, I caught a one-handed pass, I believe, on like the 2-yard line to send it into overtime. And we eventually went and won that game. But then I could also say, like, you know, we had this so-called jinx against the Steelers in my rookie year. You know, we beat them twice, and I caught one of the passes in overtime to beat them. And that was also a great memory. You know, these playoffs that we've been in was also tremendous, although we lost to the Denver Broncos those 3 years. You know, being in 3 AFC championship games in my first 4 years, that was pretty special. So I enjoyed a lot about my time spending in Cleveland. The fans obviously were outstanding. They treated me well every year that I was there, and even when I come back, I'm treated very well. So I just really did enjoy my whole time spent there.
Beautiful. And tell us what you're doing now down in Sugar Land, Texas, with your life.
Well, I'm doing a whole lot. I trained my son and a whole bunch of his friends, you know, teaching them how to become receivers and tight ends and run routes. And then I also do a ministry work over at an assisted living home. I do a ministry on Mondays and Fridays over here with them. And then on Sundays, come over and do a service. Work part-time here where I take them to lunch bunches and take them to their doctor's appointments and pick up prescriptions for them. I just, my life, my day is pretty filled up. I leave here and I go home and I attend to my kids. I got a daughter who's in high school running track. My other two had track scholarships. And this one that's in high school, she's coming down with me, by the way. And so they keep me pretty busy. I don't have a whole lot of time on my hands.
That's outstanding. That's good stuff. Good busy stuff. Good family stuff. Webster, we're very happy again, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Cleveland when I get there.
He is Webster Slaughter, the former outstanding wide receiver for the Browns, going to be one of the honorary co-captains with Bernie Kosar for Sunday season opener against the Eagles. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.